quick programming update for you. Tomorrow, the House of Representatives expected to vote to send articles of impeachment directly to the U.S. Senate. And that means the Senate trial could be expected to get underway rather quickly. Tomorrow on Air Talk, we'll have the very latest developments for you. Of course, NPR with its coverage on All Things Considered in Morning Edition will also have the very latest, not to mention coverage of the Senate trial itself. This is your place for the complete coverage, gavel to gavel, analysis as well, here on 89.3 KPECC. We turn our attention now to Sacramento, where State Senator Ling-Ling Chang of North Orange County and Western San Bernardino County has introduced a bill which would criminalize the sending of nude or sexually explicit photos to someone who didn't request them. It would be a misdemeanor, and someone could spend up to a year in jail for violating the proposed law. Senator Chang, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. And actually, I need to correct you. No one is getting sent to jail. This is essentially an infraction. It means a fine, and there's no jail time. So
I thought it was a misdemeanor, but it is not a misdemeanor level?
No, it is not a misdemeanor level.
Oh, okay. So an infraction, so that means it's simply a fine?
Yes, it's a fine. Same as a speeding ticket.
Okay.
So the purpose of the bill is to send a message that there are consequences for this unacceptable behavior. And, you know, we already have very, very strict laws regarding indecent exposure, and people can get jail time for that. So my bill aims to modernize our laws, since our lives are completely online nowadays. And I think this is incredibly important, because this is a form of sexual harassment, and it's a woman.
You had your own negative experiences with this when you published your cell phone number, making it available to constituents?
Yes. Yes. I got quite a few pictures. And frankly, you know, it was the first time that I was experiencing this, and it was frightening to me. I didn't know what to do. I felt threatened. And so when I started talking to some women, I found out that quite a few women have experienced this themselves. And just last night, I was talking to some of my colleagues, and, you know, there's a apparently there's a volunteering app where you can send texts, and young women who are volunteers for campaigns, you know, if it's a woman's sign-off name, they would also get pictures. And that's absolutely unacceptable.
According to a Pew Research Center survey in 2017, 53% of young women and just over a third of young men say they've received explicit images that they didn't ask for. A survey done in 2018 by the dating app Bumble showed one in three women have received nude photos from strangers, 96% saying they didn't want images that have been sent via text, message through social media, or airdropped over while they're walking through public spaces. And so Bumble is one of the supporters of this, I understand?
I'm sorry?
Bumble is one of the supporters of this, I understand?
Yes. Yes, they are the sponsor of the bill.
And so what do they see as the event? Just a protection for their members?
Well, it's just for women in general.
All right. So if someone cited for this and pays the fine, then if there are further offenses, does the fine increase, or they just pay the fine each time?
So right now we're still working through the language of this bill. We want to make sure that there are no unintended consequences, and so we'll be receiving information from stakeholders and, you know, talking to some of my my colleagues about the bill.
Texas, I understand it is a misdemeanor, not just an infraction. What made you decide to pursue infraction as opposed to having it be a criminal offense?
Because the point is not to jam up the courts at this point in time. We just want to send a message that this is unacceptable. So essentially, this piece of legislation hopefully can act as a deterrent for behavior.
Okay. And will the individual who is cited for the infraction, is that person able to contest it in court?
Again, we are going to be working through the details. We don't have the details as of yet. And this is a very, very new and fresh since we are only in the second week of session.
All right. Thank you so much, Senator Ling-Ling Chang. We appreciate your being with us to talk about your bill, which would make it an infraction to send an unsolicited nude photo or sexually explicit photo to someone. I'd like to hear from you what you think of this, particularly if you're someone who's experienced this and found it very difficult to be able to filter out and to block those sorts of communications, those sorts of images. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. Also with me is criminal defense attorney Dimitri Gorin of the firm Eisner Gorin. He's a former criminal prosecutor in the LA County District Attorney's Office, now a defense attorney, as I mentioned. Dimitri, it's good to have you with us again.
Hi, good morning.
So your thoughts about this and the difficulty either in citing someone accurately for this or someone defending against the infraction who challenges it in court?
Well, the infraction doesn't really carry much of a punishment. It's just going to be a fine. It's what you call a strict liability offense if it's an infraction. So there's no intent element. I wonder whether all these infractions, if they would comport with First Amendment rules, because there may be some exceptions under the First Amendment if the pictures are in fact solicited. Or what about on an adult dating website where you could have people sending nude images to each other? So I question it have been just an infraction. It makes sense that they're still debating it in the legislature. So I understand we're just talking about these issues.
Yeah.
It seems to me that the approach in New York and Texas seems appropriate because it is a misdemeanor. It does require the intent to annoy or harass or molest. And so when you add that intent element to the sending of the pictures, then it's fairly criminal, it's fairly a misdemeanor, and then you can punish somebody for up to, 6 months or a year, however the statute is written. But just making an infraction is really a slap on the wrist. And the current laws we have, the indecent exposure laws, may not apply to all these sending of pictures because under the indecent exposure laws, you have to be exposing yourself to the other person. But what if you're sending images of somebody else to somebody, say, that fired you or somebody in your workplace, and you're really trying to harass them by sending them these nude images? It seems to me the indecent exposure laws may not cover that behavior. So I think a more broader criminal statute specifically relating to the sending of unsolicited sexual images with the intent to harass, being it your images or of somebody else, it seems to me that a statute should be written to be, more broadly encompassing of the conduct.
We'll continue our conversation with defense attorney Dimitri Gorin. We'll also talk with politics reporter for the Austin American-Statesman, Nicole Koppler. She's been covering Texas's law, which made sending unsolicited nude or sexually explicit photos a misdemeanor. It's only been in effect for a few months, but we'll find out what's been going on, whether the law's been challenged. We'll be back in 1 minute on Air Talk. Great to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. We're talking about a proposed bill in Sacramento from State Senator Ling-Ling Chang of Anaheim, Fullerton, Chino Hills, and surrounding areas. She's looking to make the sending of unsolicited nude and sexually explicit photos an infraction where someone would be fined up to $500. With us is Nicole Koppler of the Austin American-Statesman, the newspaper covering the state capital of Texas. She's politics reporter. Nicole, thank you for joining us. First of all, with the Texas law, do you know if anyone's been prosecuted for this yet?
Not yet, actually. It's this bill went into effect in September, and so it's just too early to tell what the impact is in Texas.
What about challenges? Have there been those who've challenged it on First Amendment grounds?
There haven't, but throughout the legislative session, I did hear from multiple legal advocates who were concerned about how sweeping it was. First Amendment lawyers said that it could be challenged in courts and that there was precedent from a 2015 law that was kind of similar. So there definitely was that sort of feedback, but they actually, through the whole legislative process in the House and Senate, no witnesses testified against the bill. So there were no lawyers that came in and talked to lawmakers saying that that they were concerned about this.
Does the law distinguish between an individual sending unsolicited photos of him or herself, such as indecent exposure, versus sending images of someone else? Is there a distinction at all?
I don't believe there is a distinction.
All right. So it's clearly separate and apart from indecent exposure then. And how are these processed? If someone wants to make a complaint in Texas about an image or images, how do they go about that?
So I think that you would, report it to your local police department. And in Texas, I should know, even though it is considered a Class C misdemeanor now to send an unsolicited nude photo, it does not result right away in jail time. It's actually a Class C misdemeanor in Texas is a $500 fine and no jail time.
If someone's a repeat offender, does it go up?
I believe so.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Michael in Santa Monica says, what kind of photos will be considered infractions? Seems like you'd have to have a really specific definition of what constituted because there's so much gray area. Dimitri Gorin, I know that the bill attempts to be specific about exposure of genitals or particular types of sexual conduct or sexual arousal. Do you think you could write it specifically enough to avoid gray areas?
I mean, I think so. I think, I'm just looking at the indecent exposure law right now in California. It specifically talks about things like flashing, sexual gratification kind of conduct, a woman even bearing her breasts. All those things could result in an indecent exposure type of prosecution. So you can really, narrowly tailor it to prohibit the conduct you think is the worst, the one that would really indicate an intent to harass. So it can be narrowly tailored, I think.
Kim and Toluca Lake, thank you for joining us. What do you think about this proposed bill?
I would really like to see something happen with it. I'd like to see it passed. I received a private message from someone through Facebook Messenger one time, and I'm in sales, so I get solicited a lot online, and so I opened it up, and it was a picture of a man's genitalia, so it's porn. And I attempted to report it on Facebook, and I received no response. And when I looked into research a little bit about it, I saw other comments from other people saying they had received similar messages, from other random people online, and that Facebook doesn't do anything about it.
Wow. Okay, Kim, I appreciate you sharing your experience. We're at 866-893-KPECC. Gordon in Toluca Lake, what do you think about the proposed bill?
Yeah. Hey, Larry. So I'm an attorney and I represent Instagram and other social media influencers. And many of my clients, both men and women, actually receive unsolicited images from users online and they have no recourse. They might try to report the account or publicly shame them if they're sharing it on an Instagram story. But other than that, there's little recourse whatsoever. Also, I'm actually working on a case right now where I have a client where there are photographers or other professionals in the industry sending unsolicited photos of other talent and themselves. I think this is highly needed at this point because my clients, they come to me and, we have very little to retaliate against.
Well, and Gordon, I would think, and it's not just your clients, but, with these influencers, they probably have teams working for them. So potentially you've got multiple victims here.
Exactly right. Yeah, multiple people are being exposed to this kind of behavior, and it seems as though there isn't anything out there as of right now that really dissuades these people. They can create a false account and send these lewd images, and then they simply generate a new one.
Are you concerned that this could encroach into freedom of expression, or you think that it could be tailored in such a way to avoid that concern?
I think it could be tailored in such a way. Freedom of expression, when we're talking about people exposing themselves publicly, there are arguments as to whether that would be an infringement of free speech preventing that. But obviously, we have laws on the books to prevent that. And it entering the digital space, I think, is long overdue, especially in light of the Me Too movement and what so many women are having to deal with online right now.
Gordon, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Attorney based in Beverly Hills joining us. Let me go back to Dimitri Gorin. Dimitri, you feel similarly that this could be clearly tailored?
Yes. I think if you include the element of intent to harass, molest, threaten, or annoy in the definition of the law, then when you combine that with the act of sending the nude image, I think it would really be narrowly tailored and survive a First Amendment challenge. So, you know, if people are sending nude images to each other, say on Tinder or other adult dating apps, Grindr, Adult Finder, you don't want this law to cover that conduct. You really want this law to cover the conduct where like the caller said, you know, you're getting these images to be, by a harasser, by somebody who's trying to annoy you. So if it's narrowly tailored, Larry, I think it's appropriate. I think it sounds like we have a need for it. And hopefully the legislature would consider not just making it an infraction, but really making it a misdemeanor, putting some teeth into this legislation. So there are some consequences for people that harass or annoy others by sending their genitalia photos.
All right. Dimitri Gorin, former deputy district attorney in L.A. County, now criminal defense attorney. Our thanks to Nicole Kobler, politics reporter for the Austin American-Statesman, where the legislature there enacted last September a law against sending unsolicited nude or sexually explicit photos. And our thanks to Senator Ling-Ling Chang, who introduced this bill in the California legislature. Much more to come in the second hour of Air Talk. We'll tell you about it soon.